Jerry Doyle Show.
Arkansas Republican Governor Asa Hutchinson is calling for changes to a religious objection measure facing a backlash from businesses and gay rights groups, saying it wasn't intended to allow discrimination based on sexual orientation. He wants changes to the bill that lawmakers sent him, prohibiting state and local governments from infringing upon someone's religious beliefs. Either recall the bill or pass a follow-up measure. Walmart, Apple, Angie's List, Starbucks, Yelp, Salesforce, Eli Lilly, NASCAR, the NC2A, NBA, WNBA, Indiana Pacers, and the list goes on of people who are saying, fix this or make this go away. Now, supposedly, just a few days ago, we were told by the Republicans that there's nothing wrong with this bill. There's nothing wrong with this bill. It's just the perception of the bill that's wrong. Then why would Arkansas Republican Governor Asa Hutchinson say the bill's no good? Anita Findley joining us on the program to talk about it. Blogger, actress, EpicTimes.com contributor. Her latest there, Governor Pence's RFRA disaster reveals Republican dilemma in 2016. Ms. Findley is the author of Dirty Words on Clean Skin, a book that spent 4 weeks in the number one position on Amazon's Women in Politics list. Anita, welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much, Jerry. How are you?
I'm good. I'm watching this train wreck of Republican religious proposals to supposedly not do what Governor Hutchinson now says it does.
Well, you know something, it when as far as Mike Pence is concerned, the governor of Indiana, when you've lost Fox's Bret Baier and Indianapolis's Republican mayor, it's time to just give up the ghost. I mean, when you've lost them and they're even saying that the law doesn't do what you say it's going to do, you know, he had what I thought was a rather disastrous appearance on This Week with George Stephanopoulos.
Horrible.
He's asking him eight times, Mike Pence, does this bar any discrimination against gay people? And he would not answer yes to the question. So that tells you everything you need to know, that it's a
look,
problem.
I just want to get a couple of things straight, because people just say, oh, Jerry, you're Republican bashing, you know, you're Christian bashing. I'm a former Republican, now independent. You're a former Democrat, now independent, because you didn't like what the Dems are doing, and I didn't like what the Republicans were doing. But you want a strong Republican-Democrat party, do you not?
Well, I want both parties to be strong. Of course.
So do I.
Look, I'm always going to lean Democrat in terms of the way I think, because I lean liberal, and I'm certainly very liberal on social issues. And you're probably going to lean in the other direction in terms of
Correct.
Your heart of hearts. That's never going to change. But the fact of the matter is, just as an American citizen, I want my country to succeed. And I would like to see both parties work together in an effective way instead of always playing gotcha and trying to figure out how to make the other guy or gal look worse. They focus so much energy on trying to take the other person down that is 80% of what they do. They're not trying to pass effective legislation. And when you put out a law like this, what it is saying, I mean, Mike Pence was saying that, oh, this is just what Bill Clinton did in 1993. Really? Then what do you need this law for if it's already on the books? It doesn't,
and
even if you want it on a state level, then just mimic the same language. It's not the same language.
And so, to that point, Anita, why now? Why now? Why is it so important that Indiana, Arkansas, and 14 other states are going forward right now with similar legislation and similar proposals? That's according to the National Conference of State Legislatures. Why now? Because of 2016. Because the Karl Rove, squishy Pillsbury doughboy douchebags of the Republican Party are trying to rally the right-wing extremist religious whack jobs in the Republican Party to vote. And they're going to try and do it on these type of issues, which don't help the party, they don't help the states, and they don't help the nation.
Well, you're not going to get an argument from me on that one, but I think that the problem is for the Republicans today, clearly the last time the president gave a State of the Union address, there were five different responses from the Republican Party. So, A, we see that they're fractured. B, I think that there's a threatened feeling, and, you know, who are we in the 21st century? Clearly they don't know. And so there is a sense of needing to feel regressive and to just double down on social issues to at least hold on to, as you put it, the religious base so that they can at least be assured of their votes. The problem is you also have 41% of Americans identifying as independents, even though I think a lot of them are like you and me. They either lean one way or the other. But you do have to capture them, and you're not going to capture them simply by, you know, doing this bellicose bashing of other people without stating anything positive that you have going for you, and simply by trying to divide people on the basis of social issues. There's a lot more tolerance out there now, and you know, it's not going to work.
When you talk about the religious base, I also want to clarify that. I find the whack job extremist religiosos of the Republican Party akin to ISIS and ISIL. And let me tell you why. Because those two organizations, Al-Qaeda, Al-Shabaab, the Taliban, and others, are bastardizing Islam under the guise of religion. And you got people like Karl Rove and these extremist religious factions of the Republican Party that are bastardizing the Republican Party and the Republican base, the religious base, and doing them a disservice. And then when I take a look at what it is that the Republican candidates then have to do to win the primary, they have to cater to, they have to answer to, they have to bow down to these religious zealots in the Republican Party that push them so far to the right and make them so socially unacceptable to the rest of the nation that come time for a general election in a national campaign, they don't stand a chance in hell of winning because people have already decided that they're too extreme.
Well, this is what you and I have often talked about, that the 10% on the right and the 10% on the left are louder than everybody else, and they seem to be the ones defining the debate. And by the way, we still get back to the holy mainstream, or the unholy mainstream media, I should say, because they thrive on fomenting this kind of hate because it's clickable, it gets you ratings, and when we get to that place, they will always try to tell you it's this against that. So they will make the divisions even further. And I agree with you. It just makes it almost impossible for any decent candidate to get a foothold and to be heard.
Well, when you take a look at kind of where the Republicans stand right now, I don't think they could be on shakier ground. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of people are starting to see that this is strictly a manipulative move to try and rally the base yet one more time. When in doubt, roll the social issues out. You take a look at the latest poll. Jeb Bush leading 51%. Second position is Mike Huckabee. Huckabee? Seriously? Mike Huckabee. Who's next? Rick Santorum? The social issues suck up? He's going to come out of the closet?
Let me tell you what. If Rick Santorum is back, I will personally go where he is with a placard and talk him down off the stage, because I find him so, you know, just unacceptable that he is so self-righteous and sanctimonious that he thinks he knows what's best for people and is telling everybody else how to live. I find it very, you know, everybody is entitled to their own religious beliefs and their own way of living life. But what I understand tolerance to mean is that if you want people to be tolerant of you, you also have to be tolerant of who they are as people. That's what we are, you know, that's what we're embracing in the 21st century. That's who we are as Americans. And, you know, the workforce is changing. People are changing. There are people out there who are gay. There are mixed marriages. There's a lot of stuff that maybe you didn't see 100 years ago. Guess what? It's here, and it's here to stay. And I think that in order to move forward as a nation, we have to figure out what laws are going to help us all to move forward and coexist with each other. These guys who are trying to foment hate the way they are, that you're right, that's never going to play in a national election. And I wanted to mention something to you about 2012, because I'm always curious about where independent voters fall, because conventional wisdom says if you get independents, you will win the election. But the things that are important to them are, number one, money in politics, electoral reform, privacy, mainstream media, they don't trust them, accountability, immigration, national debt, war on drugs, lack of independent-minded candidates, and partisanship, in that order. So that doesn't sound to me like extremism on social issues. So I don't think that that's going to buy you anything. Do you know that Romney actually took the independent vote, and he still lost the election?
Right, and when you take a look, and when you take a look at how thin the margins are for elections today, the Republicans, who as a party are literally dying because they're getting older. They're still white and they're still way right. They don't have the numbers on their side. And when you then start to go down these social issues of God, gays, guns, and abortion, when you start to take a look at what it is they're doing with this supposedly religious freedom because they object to a couple of gay guys getting married, the numbers aren't on their side. I'm not an uber genius by any stretch of the imagination. I'm not a number cruncher. You know, I'm not somebody that sits there with the green shade and looks at the numbers. But you don't have to look far to find that the numbers are not on the Republican side. And to reiterate, I want a strong Republican Party, principled Republican Party, to stand up to a strong, principled Democrat Party. But on the issue of gay marriage, which worked in 2004 for Karl Rove and George Bush and the Republican Party to get them to the voting booth, with the, you know, stand behind marriage between a man and a woman. Back then, sure. But take a look at the numbers since 2004. Look at 2009. Look at 2012. Look at today. 63% supermajority back freedom to marry as a constitutional right for gay couples. Evangelical millennials, 64% support same-sex marriage. Catholics, 62% in favor of legalizing marriage for same-sex couples. African Americans, the number's 53%. Hispanics, the number's 63%. Republicans, older Republicans, 40%. 56% of Republicans under age 45 are in favor, and 61% of Republicans under age 30 support marriage for gay and lesbian couples. All you have to do is look at the numbers and say, if you want to have a big, expansive, inclusive tent, if you want to get more people into your party, you're not going to do it by alienating people who don't think the way the Karl Roves of the world do.
But I think this goes to, you know, the point that we've often made, that they live in a bubble. And so many times everybody is so incestuous that they're hanging out in the same Tony Bistros and just talking to one another. And they really genuinely believe that everyone thinks as they think. And they're not going out and spending enough time with people on the ground. Here's what also has changed, since they were successfully able to use wedge issues at the election booth. You know, since more people are openly gay, more people are, you know, living in mixed marriages of all kinds and living in different kinds of relationships. More women are sole breadwinners. There's a lot that has changed in the workforce and in people's personal lives that is out in the open. So when you have a brother, when you have a friend, when you have a coworker who is gay, who is living, you know, in a different environment than you're used to, guess what? These issues no longer are alien. You can't use this as, oh, this is some scary person who's going to take your life away. You know, those shadow projections just don't work anymore. And I think that is what the Mike Pences of this world, or the Rick Santorums, or the Karl Roves, as you put it, that is what they seem to be neglecting. They're forgetting the fact that there are people out there who know better now. And there was an interesting thing that happened in the New York legislature when they approved gay marriage. There was a Republican legislator, and he said, you know what, I just, in good conscience, cannot vote against this anymore. I think for the same reason that now he has gay people in his own life, and he says, how can I deny these people the right to marriage, the life, the right to love who they want, and the right to have the same rights as everybody else? They're, you know, Americans, they're tax-paying citizens like everyone else. This is unconscionable for me to deny them any longer. And this is a Republican saying this. So clearly, I think that there is, you know, the leadership is perhaps muscling other people who would otherwise be more reasonable. I mean, if even Walmart in Arkansas is saying, guess what, you can't pass this. We thrive on diversity, and we see that our company is doing better for it, so you cannot pass this law.
Right.
That should tell you that, you know, they've really lost, they've lost the thread here.
And Brett Baer on Fox News. Anita Finley with us on the program. Blogger, actress, EpicTimes.com contributor. We're talking about her latest up there about Governor Pence's RFRA disaster revealing the Republican dilemma in 2016. Being an actress, you're familiar with the movie Titanic. Mike Pence was asked about the success of Titanic. And he said it wasn't because of the splendid cinematography. It wasn't because of the exquisite acting. It wasn't because of the sets and the backdrop. It wasn't because of the storyline. It was because the Titanic was a metaphor for the loss of values in America. And that with regard to the family and marriage and religion, that those two were sinking just like the Titanic. So maybe when you talk about this bubble that this guy lives in, maybe that's a part of the problem. I thought it was just a good movie.
You know something? Look, you know, this tells you that people can watch the same film and come away with, oh, that was a comment on the Bush administration. As a matter of fact, I used to joke with my husband whenever we saw any movie, I don't care what it was, it could be Ghostbusters, oh, that was a comment on such and such administration. You can say that about anything. You can stretch the facts to fit your own mantra. But the fact of the matter is, like, no, of course, it has nothing to do with anything. And I think this speaks to, you know, I don't want to use the word delusional, but it's like, where are you? Who are you talking with? There are constituents in your own state who are very unhappy about this. You have religious groups who are pulling out of conventions in Indiana who want no part of this, who have written letters on behalf saying, you know what, it doesn't matter if we agree with a certain lifestyle. We celebrate people's right to live as they wish, and we celebrate and welcome diversity. You know, I just don't get the tolerance idea when you're so intolerant of others and you're looking to protect them, but you're not looking to protect people who have been disenfranchised and discriminated against. Right. That makes no sense.
No, and this is in no way trying to compare the Republican Party, Mike Pence's and Karl Rove's of the world, to the Ku Klux Klan and their Grand Wizards. But when you're in a Klan meeting, what you're saying in a Klan meeting to other people in a Klan meeting makes sense to them. It's when you take those comments outside the Klan meeting into the light of normalcy and people go, that's whack. And I think maybe that's part of the problem of people in both political parties who have isolated themselves into certain belief structures that don't dovetail with what is really happening in the rest of the country. And again, I'm not trying to say that Karl Rove is the Grand Wizard and the Ku Klux Klan is the Republican Party, but you get the point. You have to take it to where the people are and what the people know the country to be and what it is evolving into. And unless they do that, the Republicans are not going to win another national election in quite some time. Anita Finley, thanks for joining us on the program. Check out her book, Dirty Words on Clean Skin, Amazon.com, all major book retailers, and her latest at EpicTimes.com. Governor Pence's RFRA disaster reveals Republican dilemma in 2016. Check out her website, too, AnitaFinley.com. Thank you, Anita.
Thank you so much. Let's hope our better angels on both sides are victorious. Always great to talk to you, Jerry. Thanks.
Thank you very much. Same here. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
The Jerry Doyle Show.